This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. The big story of the day, obviously, is the moves that the Falcons made yesterday and what happens next. We'll get the phone lines open at 140, as we always do as well. Either an AMA question, if you like, or a Falcons call regarding all of the Falcons news as well. We'll get there at 140, 404-726-0929.
Bo Johnson, please tell me that damn tag is stood out on that jersey.
Yeah, is that borrowed or purchased?
No, we actually got this jersey from a street vendor, so I don't guess that he'll be taking it.
Oh, okay. Are you taking it back? I just noticed when you lift your arm, I was like, does Bo have the tags on that damn jersey?
Yes, that's correct. Well, I mean, so we got it, and then all I did was throw it in my car
For people that don't know, yeah. Bo is a diehard Saints fan. His girlfriend is a Falcons fan. They went to the game together yesterday, got a chance to see you guys a bit and hang out. They were drinking some Bloody Marys on their way in. Looked delicious. Bo's all decked out in his Saints garb. Everyone's yelling at him. It's pretty great. And the bet was if the Falcons win, he purchases and wears a Bijan Robinson.
That was that I had to wear it. Okay. She bought it.
Oh, she bought it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so that's a knockoff then? You got that?
No, dude, I can't find anything on it that's knockoff, but we just got it from a street vendor.
Once
so.
You wash it, yeah. That's when you know. That's when you know.
I'll have to wear it all week, so then I'll wait.
You got
to
wear it all week? Yeah. Damn, homie!
Seriously?
Yeah, she couldn't think of anything better than this
at work.
Yeah.
Oh, once you get in the parking, then you take it off.
It's coming off after I get out of the studio.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but you got to so only while you're here.
Oh, yeah. Only when you're at work. Okay.
Well, that's not that bad.
That's
of a
not
punishment.
Bad. That's
you
not
work,
bad.
You work
we're not
going to
judge you.
And we, yeah, only people that see is us.
Yeah, we're not going to judge you. We're not going to judge you. But I was like, yeah, Bo has that damn tag still. He's going to take it back.
Mm-hmm. Nice jersey.
It is pretty cool.
Got the salute to service.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, those are nice. They never actually worn those, right? They kind of make like the sweatshirts and people wear those and all that. Yeah, no, that's good.
But they did win.
They won.
They did win.
They beat the Saints twice this year.
Awful game that was.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, I mean, no running. Well, no running. Mm-mm. Chase Young.
Bijan hurt? Bijan looked weird.
What? No, I think he's all right. All right. I think they just stayed that loaded damn box. But damn,
got plenty of
Chase
time
Young.
To get better.
Oh, damn.
We were on the 5-yard line. And I don't know if y'all noticed while watching on TV. Not one touchdown was scored in the end zone we were sitting in. Not one. Okay. They got down there close in the quarter ended.
Yeah,
went
back to about it. Right. What have we been bagging on them? They get a blocked damn punt.
Oh, of course.
Presidents get a blocked damn punt.
Yeah.
I mean, Kirk Cousins, bless his heart. Bless his heart. They were like, he's standing in there and throwing it. He can't go anywhere. Y'all know that, right? He cannot move. There's not another option for him to stand and get the crap knocked out of him.
He doesn't get to flush the pocket.
Yeah.
He can't move.
Yeah, he can't do anything. But, it was bittersweet always, man, when the game is over. Because, like you said, we wait all offseason, all fall, all spring and summer waiting for the season to come on. And unfortunately for us that cover the Falcons – the fans that are listening, it's not another damn disappointment.
Yep.
Another damn disappointment. And now you go back into an offseason of lots of questions. Mm-hmm. Lots of questions and no damn answers. You know, I think that's the biggest thing when you look at where they are right now.
Yeah.
There are no answers to what they're doing right now.
Yeah. Well, the one answer, though, is that the organization said this enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
Enough's enough of this.
Right.
And that's what and that's why I feel like, you know, you asked me in the first segment, like, it's today a good day. I think today is a good day. Now, does that mean next year is a good year or next decade's a good decade? I don't know. I hope so. But for the decision makers and the people that run that organization to say, all right, we hear you. We see the empty seats. We hear the whatever phone calls on radio stations or tweets, or maybe we're just smart enough to know ourselves as well. You would hope that, right? Like, I know there's a lot of they heard what the fans are saying. Maybe. Maybe. Or maybe they saw the product and know enough to realize that that's unacceptable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
whatever the reason, like the final straw was to move on, they got there and they did. And that's why the season being what it was, the disappointment that it was, is maybe met with a little bit more optimism today because at least the people that did that are gone.
Right.
Some of them. The roster's still there, and some of the power structure is still there. But you know, you turn the page, and hopefully, the next page is a better one.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. That's all you can do because you don't know, and the constants that have been, you know, always pointed to for the disappointment is still here.
Yeah,
he's still here. He's still a part. And I know that he's moved over twice. Bump, bump, bump. So he's like his ass. Whatever. But yet. The guy who is going to make the final decision on who this head coach is not Matt Ryan. It's going to be Arthur Blank. Mm-hmm. You know, if he approved, now Matt Ryan, he can agree with the guy that Matt says. But, no, this is Arthur Blank. And we were talking earlier, his son seems like he's going to be a little bit more involved. Also, I have not heard that it just looks like he's going to be more involved.
You've seen him more.
Yeah, you've seen him a lot more.
I think it'll be pretty telling later this week if they have when they have a press conference if he's up there.
Yes.
Because remember when they did this last time, the stage was – it was Arthur Blank.
It was Rich McKay.
It was Beatles. And it was not Terry Fontenot.
Yes.
Right? Like, where's the GM?
Right.
Are you firing him? No, he's at Flowery Branch.
And those are the things I keep talking about. When we first started the show, about this process that the Falcons don't seem to know or get right. When you're telling me that you're going to have these advisory committees, one for head coach and then one for GM, and then it's going to go back to the same thing. You wanted Arthur Smith, so you hired him, and then you put him with Terry Fontenot. Mm-hmm. You put Terry Fontenot with Arthur Smith. You don't know these two dudes wanted to work together. Now, obviously, it's a GM and a coach, and I can because it was always one of them things. And when you were talking about the power structure of things, and people automatically assume that the GM makes all the picks and everything, Arthur Smith was really, really adamant of like refuting that a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
he was definitely involved.
You know, he was, but he wanted to make sure you knew that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Like, no, I do something. Well, me and Terry, we collaborate.
Yeah.
And so you wanted it, you know what I mean? And so I just don't like that. If Matt Ryan is going to hire the coach, let him hire the coach and the GM. Hire the GM first, and y'all collab together to hire the head coach. Don't do one and then the other and then put them together.
Well, that's the hard part about today, though, right, is Matt Ryan is not even a team employee.
No, he's
not. Matt Ryan works for CBS doing TV.
Is he still going to keep his job?
Well, he wants to. That's the report.
Oh, wants to?
Tom Pelissero said that he wants to do both, kind of like Brady.
Like Brady is.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I kind of like the idea of just those jobs are both pretty –
Yes.
The TV one's probably pretty easy, but like the front office one's probably pretty intense.
Because I think he
I would
because
want to focus
I,
all
I, I'm believing this.
That.
I'm believing this that Matt Ryan is more responsible for the organization than Tom Brady is.
Well, if he's the I would think so.
So
because Tom Brady's just a minority owner.
And he's a figurehead,
right? Like now he's going to be more part of it from the report today and all that. But yeah, if Matt Ryan gets this job that we all assume that he's going to get,
you can't moonlight.
He's the team president.
You can't, president of football operations. You can't moonlight there. You can't do both.
Not only that, but
you can't do both.
You like doesn't it seem like it would be a CBA conflict of interest?
I don't know.
Do both? Like, Tom Brady's an owner,
yes.
right? So he's not actually
right.
in the front office.
Right.
Like, Matt Ryan is a part of the football operation.
Yes.
And that's that gray area that they sell us on with Brady. It's like, well, he's not actually learning anything in these meetings with coaches that can benefit the team.
Yeah, right.
But, like, if Matt's the – now, I think what Matt wants to do is keep maybe doing this through this playoff run. Yeah, I don't know.
I need you to get. We're not playing right now. I know he still got that beautiful house up there in Chateau Alain or whatever it's called. Yeah.
Is that where it is?
Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's nice.
No. I need you on the ground.
Yeah.
Because this is about to be a grind. We need you grinding tape. We need you looking at files. We need all this.
Exactly. And that's where I get back to with today. Today. We know that Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris are gone. We know that Rich McKay has been moved to somewhere else from where he was moved from last time, which I guess is even further away from football.
Right.
Because last time he snuck right back in there and
he was a part of the
hiring process last year.
Yep.
When they hired Raheem, he got snuck back in. Maybe they'll move him far enough away where he can't get back in there. And Greg Beatles has been promoted to sort of take over for what McKay had been, which, again, I thought that happened 2 years ago, but whatever.
They'd reiterate it.
Who cares? What's happening today is they don't have a president of football operations.
They do not.
And there's a search firm, two of them. One of them is looking for a GM, and one of them is looking for a head coach.
Now, no, we understand they don't hire nobody. They give you a sheet of whatever. Now, this is dope. Now, this is what we have to understand. This is the same group that Atlanta United used to get their
leadership.
Yeah. And this is I know they haven't been around long. I understand that, but this is the worst that it's ever been for our soccer team here.
That's right.
But that's why I said earlier, that's going to be a brag. Don't brag to me about these people don't know, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I don't care.
Or at least tell me about something else they
did. Tell me something good they did. Yeah. Don't tell me what they did for Atlanta. Hey, did they help Chelsea with something?
Or something.
Man U?
Yeah.
There's something, man, you got a new coach today.
Or
Liverpool?
Something.
You know what I mean? Did they?
Maybe
American football?
Yeah, call me crazy.
Yeah.
Tell me an American football team they worked with.
Give me some of that. Don't put Atlanta United and Falcon, meaning that they did that for them, so they're going to do it for them with me, with Randy. Okay, that just missed me with all that.
And again, that's where you kind of get back to the skepticism of, okay, I'm glad they're moving forward.
Health
assessment. Again, how hard is it to tell me that the health of the franchise is poor? They put a scoreboard up every Sunday. And they have a record at the end of the year. Health is not there. They're not healthy. They've been out of the playoffs for 8 years. I don't know what you need to know. Yeah. Doesn't seem that complicated. Again, I've said this many times about you and I, and maybe someday we'll do it. We need to start a consulting firm. It seems like the best job ever. You just get to drop in, be like, yeah, I think that's pretty good. Get paid and then leave.
Yeah.
And then when it falls apart, they'll brag about you did the thing, even though the thing didn't work. All I'm saying is the hard part about looking at this right now without knowing any of the dominoes that are about to fall is it still kind of seems a little convoluted.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That was always the criticism of what has been is there's a lot of voices. It's a lot of who's in charge of that? Who's influencing this guy? Who's got the final say on this? A lot of cooks in the kitchen. And they got rid of some of the cooks yesterday.
Yep. They got rid of the two of the
head chef.
Yeah, they got now firing your head coach GM, that's a big damn deal.
Definitely.
So that's like up there. You know, you can't go further than them, meaning their owner and that like that. But yeah, when you fire your head coach in general, and if you see around the league right now, like it's just head coaches being fired.
Yep.
You know, GMs are keeping their job. Arizona's GM kept his job.
Yep.
Now you tell me why. I don't know. You brought them players in there.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I think more people look at it from a standpoint. It's harder to find a front office guy that can get it done. Like, we can find a head coach, maybe, you know, and everything like that. But to find a good general manager is hard as hell.
I do like, because we've made fun of or criticized franchises in the past for staggering it. When you stagger it, it doesn't tend to work.
Yes.
And then you eventually have to blow it all up and start over. Kind of what the Titans are doing, what the Cardinals are doing, like you're talking about. I mean, sort of what the Falcons did with Terry Fontenot and Raheem. Like, if you're going to hard reset it. Like, like you said, hire a president of football operations that's the guy responsible for hiring the general manager. The two of them get together and hire the head coach. Mm-hmm. The head coach puts the staff together. Like, it's a clear path of power.
Yes.
Versus if Fontenot was still here, okay, does he actually get to help hire this time?
Yep.
Or, like, you know, are they sort of struggling for what, you know what I mean? Like, that's the part of it that, without knowing what's going to happen next, I do like.
Yeah.
I do like that they just sort of hit a hard reset with the leadership and said, what has been isn't good enough. We're going to get it right. We're going to move forward. And what we do next will be better.
Yeah, man.
Now, whether it is, we'll see.
But I think that, you know, when you look at, I saw some, Mr. Racine was talking about, you know, Ross going to get some interviews for DC.
Oh, sure.
He's going to do that. And he's going to get some interviews for a job because you got to do that. You got to interview a minority and he'll be that guy. Teams pretty much know who they want to hire and everything like that.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if Raheem Morris is a defensive coordinator for the Commanders next year.
No.
He's got a relationship with Dan Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
They fired their DC. Dan Quinn's been calling plays there for the final month of the season. Like, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Or an assistant head coach somewhere. Like, people genuinely like having him in the building because he's helpful to have in the building. Maybe not as the head coach.
Correct.
Because his record as a head coach obviously speaks for itself over the course of 5 years. But he'll be in it. Same thing with Fontenot. Fonda will be in a front office.
Yes.
Like, he's going to help teams build their rosters going forward. They're both young, man. Terry's really young.
Yes.
Like, they're going to be in the league going forward. They're just not going to be here. Hopefully the guys that are next are better at it. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk. We'll maybe get a little bit of college football in here. Obviously, we'll keep on this story as well. Phone lines will be open at 140. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I get it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I get it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Victory Monday, by the way.
Maybe it win.
Four straight victories. We didn't get to do a lot of the shows over the last couple of weeks with the holidays and all that, but they did win their Final Four. They won yesterday, beat the Saints twice this year, which is nice. I know that was at least enjoyable to be in the building for Falcons fans yesterday. Not the prettiest game ever played, but you had more points than them at the end.
That's all that matters.
We'll get to some calls in about 20 minutes from right now. Falcons calls related to the news of yesterday or AMA calls, if you want to change the subject, at 404-726-0929. And the final hour of the show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com.
They blocked the damn kick yesterday, Andy.
Yeah, they blocked the punt.
Blocked the damn punt yesterday.
Yeah, and if the guy kind of would have picked it up sooner, caught it, and probably scored.
Yeah, scored a touchdown. Scored a touchdown on special teams. And now, I mean, but, you know, it shows – because a lot of times the people there, and Raheem has been getting, I won't say credit for it, is that the hardest team played for him down the stretch. They're a professional, first of all.
Yeah, but I give the players credit.
But
for
I give
that.
The players credit for that. Yeah, you're going out there and fighting your ass off, knowing that, you know, that you're not going to the playoffs or anything like that. I don't know if anybody had incentives or something they got to hit. I saw a lot of other players around the league.
I bet James Pierce got something.
And I love the fact is that when, like, I think it was Hunter Henry needed that one catch for, like, $250,000. It was late in the fourth quarter. Just them a little shovel pass. I love it. Yeah,
that's right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, take care of your guys and things like that. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be because you're not in salary cap hell. I love the point that you made when you were talking about Terry Fontenot. It's better. The personnel is better than when he got here. No doubt about it.
The job that the next general manager and head coach have. It's a better situation than the job Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith took over 5 years
ago.
Now that was, you know, that was sort of a uniquely tough situation because you had franchise legends that were aging.
Yes, and then you had that Andy, but then you had an owner who was as generous as he is, made it hard for you because he's putting something out there that you're like, come on, Arthur. I mean, I know he's Falcon for life and everything, but we don't got to keep giving this guy money and contracts and everything like that. And, you know, Matt Ryan's like, the assessment, like, Terry, you wanted Deshaun, huh?
Yeah.
Which I don't believe was Terry. Terry wanted Deshaun.
Yeah, I believe that was a little
I think that was a little higher decision, too. But you know how athletes think.
No, I do. I have entertained the theory that this is Matt Ryan's long revenge on Terry Fontenot.
But I know that's not the truth.
Yeah, Terry Fontenot replaced him with nasty-ass Deshaun Watson.
Tried to anyway.
Couldn't even do it.
That's what it is right there. That's what I keep saying.
Couldn't even seal the deal. So Matt, you know, asked for a trade reasonably right after that. And also in the back of his mind said, you'll pay for this one day, Terry.
Yeah.
I'm like a son to Arthur.
But it's just unfortunate because, like I said, Terry never got to get one of his guys, and that's always the thing with GM. I know Coach Mike down there in Miami, he's still employed. But if you get a GM who don't want him, and that goes back to what go back to Jacksonville, Liam Cohen. Liam Cohen wanted to be the Jacksonville Jaguars head coach.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to work with that dude.
Which, by the way, like because of what he's done this year. Other coaches are going to do that.
Because
like, I don't want to work with that guy.
You got to think about every head coach that they've had while that dude's been there didn't want to work with him.
For people that don't remember the story, Liam Cohen was interviewed by the Jaguars. They wanted to hire him, and he said, I don't want to work for Trent Baalke.
No.
Because Trent Baalke is a known whatever.
Yes.
Like, no one has ever liked
him. No one.
The reason Harbaugh left San Francisco to go to Michigan when he did was because of Trent Baalke.
Yes. Nobody wanted to. You remember when B. Leff was the hottest coordinator in the league,
yeah,
and obviously a Jacksonville Jaguar player, He didn't want to work with Tripp-Balky. Right. He's right. like, no, I don't want to work with him.
Right. And so they came back. They fired him and came back to Cohen. And were like, all right, he's gone.
He's gone.
Cohen's like, I'll take the job. And now what are they went 13 and 4.
And then you go get some whiz kid nerd dude to be your general manager.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure they, you know.
Yeah. Seems like a guy Cohen would get along
with. All right. I don't want to throw nothing out there like that.
Here's what I hope, though. Whoever the Falcons hire as head coach, I hope he says something cringy and embarrassing in the press conference.
Yes.
Because all the coaches that do that win.
They damn sure do.
Sirianni's a Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, man.
He couldn't even complete a sentence in his introductory press conference.
Talking about playing.
Cohen's saying Duval like a weirdo.
Duval.
They won 13 games.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Whoever they hire, I don't know what. Call it Hotlanta, all right?
Yeah, man.
Call it Hotlanta and make everybody mad, and then a Super Bowl is definitely coming.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, you know, if you, but the most important thing, I think, and we've been talking about it pretty much the whole day, I think that, you know, Matt Ryan will get a job. He'll be introduced Thursday, and then they'll get this thing spearheaded. And if it's not going on now, as far as you say, Matt's been doing his homework and things like that on potential guys that he can bring in, to be the head coach, general manager, whatever, however they want to hire it. I hope it goes general manager, and then they do it together. Not, okay, here's a list. Here's all the head coaches, and here's all the general managers that we have processed and all these everything. We think you need to look at both of them. Okay, so I want this guy to match up with this guy. Not everybody get along in it. Not everybody on Tinder is a match. You know what I mean? Not every head coach, general manager is a match.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So why take that power out of one of their hands? If it's a head coach that wants to pick a general manager, fine. That's fine, whatever. But don't do it from a point where you put two guys together. That's just.
Yeah, don't hire them independently of one another.
That didn't work.
That's what they did
with this regime.
With Fontenot and Arthur Smith.
Yes.
And then also again with Fontenot and
that don't
Naheem.
Work.
Yeah.
All right? Let football guys do football.
Let
stuff.
Him do his job.
Let him do his damn job.
Right.
You're hiring him, pay him all this money. Let him do his job. Let him get a coach who he's comfortable with, who he believes in, that he can build a roster with and win freaking games.
Right.
Don't go over there like, well, he does this really, really good.
When people say football guys, what do they mean specifically? Do you have to have played football to be a football guy?
No.
You just mean someone who's been around the league and
knows
how the league works
for
a long time.
Yeah, I know that's what I mean.
Because Rich McKay is a football
guy. Is a football guy.
He's a football guy.
Yes.
I know that he'll be detracted because he didn't play, whatever.
Yes.
No, that's not – Matt Ryan played, but, like, that doesn't necessarily immediately make him successful at this job.
No, it does not. And I hope it does. I hope people realize that just because he's a great quarterback does not mean he's going to be a good general manager because there's more to it than that.
Right, of course.
It's so much more to it. If you're telling me that you're going to let him pick the groceries, you're talking about having to take scouting evaluations and watching tape and on campus visits. I'm not saying Matt can't do that. Right. I'm just saying it would be hard for me to believe that he's going to get it done this soon.
Right.
You know?
Let me ask you this, because when we've done the Falcons coaching search in the past, which we've done, unfortunately now for multiple times, the question is always how attractive is this job? Does Matt Ryan being the president of football operations make this job more attractive?
I have no clue.
Because they think it does.
They think it obviously.
Like,
they're
sure.
Like, this is
that Matt Ryan being the president and the face and all this stuff now immediately makes the Falcons something.
Credible.
Yeah.
Andy, this is a big-ass swing.
Because if
this don't work here, what's next?
Yeah.
If this don't work.
Yep.
What's next?
There isn't any.
You know what I mean? Like,
there isn't.
You got it.
This is the. I don't know whatever metaphor you want to use. Hail Mary. It's your last. Bullet,
I don't want to go that far.
But I mean, not
Hail Mary yet.
But he's the best player in the history of the franchise.
Yes.
Who's now, assuming that this goes through, being asked to become the team president, never having done it before, and essentially save the franchise from what the franchise has become. I mean, if that doesn't work, then what's the franchise?
I don't know, man.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. And so you got to understand it. I don't know if this job, if Matt Ryan being the president of, because somebody's going to be the head coach.
I know, but I don't want it to just be, because in the past
the
it's
phrase.
Been, well, it's just 1-32.
Yes. Like Arizona.
Does it make it
Arizona,
not just 1-32?
Arizona is 1-32.
Yeah,
that's
Cleveland's
1-32. You don't need this
to be here.
The Raiders
are 1-32.
I don't know. If that is, because again, anybody, everybody's about how much power you're going to give me in an organization. Who's that? And we talked about the power structure. So I'm saying to you, and I see some of the names that are coming out as far as general managers. I see like a couple of dudes from the 49ers. You were talking about. Now, these guys, a lot of them are going to probably be first-time general managers. How much power are you willing to give to Matt Ryan? Mm-hmm. Meaning, okay, what do I get? What am I in charge of? What do I have to run by you? You know, what do I have to, you know, if I want this guy who in process the money and all these different things, I want this, you know what I mean? Like, that's why when I keep saying the question of Matt Ryan's final decision, is he the final decision on what? What aspect of it? Is the hiring?
We'll find out on
because
Thursday.
Because if it's the hiring, all those different things, that's fine.
Yeah, if he gets hired Thursday, that question will be asked.
Yes. Yeah, and so if I'm a hotshot GM, and I mean, this is my first time getting to be a general manager of a football team, mm-hmm. I want to be able to be a damn GM.
Right.
I don't want Matt Ryan over my damn shoulder.
Exactly. Which is how if you have two jobs and the other one's willing to give you more,
yeah.
then you go to that one.
Yeah.
Right? Which is how it ends up being one of 32.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You're going to get a GM.
If I'm an established coach like a John Harbaugh, what the hell I'm going to come? And not saying they don't. I'm just asking the question. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be something? Is that going to be a negotiating tool? Because obviously a negotiating tool. When you're trying to bring somebody in for a job, you're just like, okay, so am I just going to be here? I go back to when I was in Miami, and Richard Smith was a well-known veteran defensive coordinator, right? Nick Saban hires him to be the defensive coordinator, but Will Muschamp called the plays. You got the label, but somebody else was doing the job. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that if you're a general manager. Yeah. You don't want to be this general manager in title and Matt Ryan's making all the damn decisions on the 53.
Right.
Makes no sense.
At that point, just be the general
manager. Just be the general manager.
Yeah. Back to the question and there was a great example from Cohen and what happened in Jacksonville. Like, Balky was making it harder for them to hire
yes.
coaches.
Yes.
I don't think Matt Ryan's going to make it harder for the Falcons to hire.
I don't think so either.
I don't know if it's the magnet that maybe they hope that it is. Now, maybe it is for some. Like, it probably is different guy to guy. Like, if it's like a LaFleur or somebody like that, that if he's available, if the Packers move on from him, he worked with Matt.
Yep.
Maybe that makes him want to be here.
It could be. And, I mean, that's when you look at certain coaches that are out there that Matt knows or has played for, has been on the staff. You said that LaFleur's are a guy that, you know, with a veteran head coach who's coached a lot of ball and won a lot. You know, they haven't won the ultimate prize, but he's won a lot of ball.
Who are they playing? Who are the Packers? The Bears.
Bears.
We're all Bears fans on January 10th.
They're not going to fire him.
Maybe they will.
Come on, man.
There's rumblings.
They're always – come on.
They're only the 7 seed, Randy.
Oh, no.
They had to sneak in. It's the standard. The standard's the standard.
Oh, my God.
All right. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. You can call in and talk Falcons if you'd like, as always, on Mondays following games, or any AMA questions available as well. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Line up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. One phone line available. One lonely phone line at 404-726-0929. If you want to get on and ask us a question, we'll do our best to get to everybody. We'll start with Chase, who's in Jefferson. Hey, Chase.
Hey, fellas. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Chase.
So, first off, on all the Matt Ryan stuff, you know, I got a group text with all my buddies that are lifelong suffering Falcons fans like myself, and one of my buddies spent this morning, is this going to work? Is this going to work with Matt Ryan? And my response is, and if it doesn't, I mean, at this point, I mean, you might as well try. Mm-hmm. Let's shoot it. Let's shoot or shoot, baby. If we lose, then whatever. Just more of the same.
Yeah.
Other thing is, I'm going to be funny here. Let's have Matt Ryan as president. Let's have Mike Vick be the GM, and then bring back Neon Deion for the head coaching job. Yeah. I don't know how many games we'll win, but holy smokes, will Atlanta be rocking for a few weeks before the season with hope? Thank you, Chase. Anyway.
Appreciate
yeah,
it.
See you guys.
I mean, right. Vic's coaching.
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah.
Resume is building.
Yeah.
Prime's coaching.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Now, like in seriousness, though, mm-hmm. like Matt Ryan being the president of football operations for an NFL team mm-hmm. is kind of the same thing as that.
Pretty
right?
much. Yeah, well, nobody. I have
nobody
not,
else is going to do it.
I have not heard. All I know is that Matt Ryan has been just outstanding on TV.
He has,
outstanding.
Yeah, no, I don't have a bad thing to say about
Nothing.
Matt Ryan. It's entirely possible that he'll be excellent at this job.
It could be.
I hope that he
could
is.
Be.
But normally, when people get jobs like this, there's this like a ladder, like a or a path or a steps or something like that.
Yeah,
you work in front offices and then you're. Assistant GM, and then you're a GM, and you did a good job that, and then you get to be a team president.
Yeah, no, this snip doesn't look like a mug, and your last name ain't blank.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he said he's like a son to it.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, God, I'd like to be. Yeah. Can I be like a son to a billionaire?
Yeah. But there's not. I never had a problem with nepotism. It is what it is.
No, I can't wait to do nepotism.
I've never had a problem. I never have and never will have a problem with that. If you could put somebody on, you put them on.
Oh, just wait till Jack Bunker's hosting the midday show.
Yeah, exactly.
In 15 years.
Exactly, dude. I think, you know, again.
Jack and Bash in the midday.
Hey, can you see it? I got to see that picture.
Yeah,
them.
Send me the picture.
I got to see that picture of them. But I'm not saying it's not going to work.
No, I don't.
I just don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. And I'm not putting my faith in it that it's going to work out. I'm not going to be like, oh, it's going to work. Oh, Matt Ryan's the guy for the job. I'm not going there.
I'll also be honest with you. I don't remember the last time a president of football operations was hired by an NFL team and I had an opinion on it one way or
another.
Where I was like, oh, that team's fixed. Or, oh, they're screwed. You know?
Yeah.
Because we don't really cover presidents of football operations unless it's the team in your city.
Yes.
Now, I certainly remember feeling that way about head coaching hires. Like, oh, all right, well, the Chargers are about to be good now for a while. Okay, the Patriots are about to be good now for a while. It's never a good, and sometimes it can work,
yeah.
but it's never like a good feeling when your team does something that no other team would have done. Like paying Kirk Cousins $180 yep. million dollars in drafting.
Nobody was going to give him that.
No one else was going to
do
that.
No one else was doing that.
Just isolate Kirk Cousins.
Nobody was giving Kirk Cousins that kind of money.
No one was giving him
no.
that contract. I don't think there was another team in the NFL that was going to hire Raheem.
No.
In that hiring
There
process.
Wasn't.
So doing things that no one else would do.
That's not – but it's easy for us to say like that.
It makes you smart if you get it right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. When we're saying don't try to build something somebody else did, assuming
right.
it's going to work.
Because that's the opposite of that. Exactly. If we're going to criticize them for trying to copy everybody else, you can't also criticize them for trying to do something unique. That's true. That's fair.
Yeah.
Thomas is in Decula. Hey, Thomas.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call. I just want to say you guys have been crushing it on the show today. Like, as all the news has been breaking, like, and I've been yelling in my truck and what I think and feel. I hadn't really heard anybody like analyzing it, just how I was feeling. You guys get on the air and start breaking it down, like exactly the way I was just thinking and feeling. From Rich McKay being just this toxic figure that the Falcons just kind of have to move on from, and they know that from a fan kind of perspective. To the big thing, what I want to touch on is. What is a president, and why in the world do they, like, I don't even know what they do, like, oftentimes, and what they do, which is why I feel and I believe that if Matt Ryan is not the, if you want to make him the president, but he is not also the GM, I'd even say make him the head coach, all of it, that's how I feel, but, like, if you want me to, I love Matt Ryan, he's my favorite Falcon of all time, but if you want me to somehow not like Matt Ryan, put him in this ghost role of the president that I don't know what you do or what your influence or what
That's
you say,
point.
And all of a sudden you become toxic, and I just don't like it, and I really, it kind of, it's bothering me, and
point.
I want, he needs to be the GM, like, plain and simple, period, and Randy, also one last thing, Randy has, if, well, I'll save that for another time, I appreciate
okay,
you,
all right.
A little less swearing today, it's crazy, I've never really heard it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's beautiful.
I don't know if it's a 2026 thing or what.
Yeah, but. Man, trying to stop, man. Try to stop swearing so much.
You took the AMA call to heart from.
No, I don't. I didn't take him to heart because he's a. He don't know me like that. You
sure.
know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, you don't know me like that. But no, I just tried. I was trying to see if you noticed too.
You said heck earlier.
I'm trying to see if you noticed.
I didn't.
Did
like
you notice?
It.
Did you notice?
I noticed when you said heck.
Okay, that's all I need.
And you also didn't say. Oh, you made me cuss more.
Yes.
Because I've been finishing your
sentences. Because I'm the least dumb. button person on this.
I don't know that you have. You ever had to dump Randy?
Never.
One time.
Once.
Have you ever had to dump me?
Lots of times.
Never? Okay. Really? You think lots of times?
Yeah.
You're just making stuff up now.
I'm just making it up. But I just want to see. I want to see if you noticed because.
Oh, I guess I did.
Yeah, yeah. Something. Okay. All right.
Well, I.
You know what?
I know you like that, right? You don't enough to say that I know you like
obviously.
That?
Obviously.
I don't like it.
Me either. And it won't happen again.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Don't worry about it.
We want.
Yeah.
We want Randy McMichael, man.
Yeah.
From Peach County.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't want this suburban dad.
Yeah, that's what okay? I. Yeah. Yeah. I was just saying if you noticed.
I'm the suburban dad.
I was just saying if you noticed.
Actually, I guess I did.
Yeah.
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 But you see what I did though? I just had your back and cussed for you.
Yeah.
great point by Chase there. He's like, kind of what they're doing is turning Matt Ryan into Rich McKay. If this is the, you know what I mean?
I hope not.
They're like, people will never be mad at him no matter what happens.
Yeah, they will.
No, trust me.
Yeah, they will.
Broncos fans turned on Elway.
They damn sure did. I'm talking about quick.
Couldn't get a quarterback.
Yeah, but that was the thing about it, though.
That he had to release a documentary about how good he was a couple weeks ago because they got so mad at him for being the front office guy.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Remember how good I was? Don't have any of the front office stuff in it.
He got everything right as far as drafting.
Yeah, no. And, right,
man.
At first, they did great. And then they just couldn't get the quarterback.
Once Peyton left.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Once Peyton left, he just couldn't.
Yeah.
He couldn't, you know. Couldn't get it right. Brock Osweiler was his guy.
God, he was so sure.
He traded
back into the first round for Paxton Lynch.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah. Couldn't get it right.
Yeah, man. The quarterback purgatory is a tough place to be.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I know you all know because that is where we have been. Jay's in Hapeville. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today, man? Y'all killing it today.
Thank you.
One statement, two questions. On first statement, I had a great day yesterday, man. Sweeping the Saints is always a good day for me. My question is, should I let my hatred for Sean Payton go? Seeing the Broncos in first place just burns me up. I can't stand that guy. Mm-hmm. And my other question is, I would hate to see Fontenot go back to the Saints. You all have a great day, and Randy, just for you, I'm headed to the day show.
My guy.
There you go.
My man.
Enjoy. Tip well.
My man.
Tip well.
Well, I just think, you know, when you look at general managers and things like that, usually when they come from a place where they've been for years, meaning how long Terry was at New Orleans. It seems like the logical fit, especially because the guy's still there. Mickey Loomis, everybody is still in the house.
Yeah, like it wouldn't surprise me if he goes back there and then becomes the general manager of the Saints someday.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but so I could see that. As far as Sean Payton, no, you don't have to reform.
No.
You don't ever have to stop your
sports hate. You don't ever have to stop it. Now, the only reason you hated him was because he was the Saints head coach and won all.
Yes.
And had a punchable face.
Yes.
Did
all
the
that.
Joke signed to Devontae and all that stuff. But, like, yeah, I mean, you know, if you weren't a Falcons fan, you wouldn't have hated him in the first place. But
right.
You are. So don't stop. Like, I'm not going to ever say nice stuff about Chip Kelly.
No.
And that's years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
But the hatred is always going to be there.
It burns.
Yeah. The hatred is always going to be there.
In my heart. Mike is incoming. Hey, Mike.
Hey, fellas. Long-suffering Jets fan here.
Oh, wow.
Here,
oh,
God.
Wow. Oh, man.
I noticed you took a couple of digs at him.
Hey, man.
Keep in mind the Jets play in a tough division. The Falcons play in an extremely bad division.
Also, the Jets beat the Falcons this year, so you can talk about
the Jets kept you out of the playoffs. And I just wanted to agree with the other guy who just called about Sean Payton. You know, Mr. Bountygate can't get any good feelings about that guy either.
Yeah, man.
But that's all I had to say. Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Mike,
don't call me talking about no damn Jets. All right, they are a horrid organization, and the Falcons should be ashamed. For losing to them.
They should be a damn shame. Mentioned in the same
sentence. It is a hard division. I understand that, but still, they're not good.
Yeah, that's not why.
That's not why. They are just a bad organization. They're run horribly. And, you know, I mean, I love AJ. You know how I feel about him, but I mean, today they didn't get a damn interception.
The whole year.
Like no errant throws, no tip ball, no nothing. Nothing. Did they catch when they got taken back or something? Maybe on a penalty, maybe?
Yeah, it's like overturned.
Or something like that. I mean.
Or something.
Something?
Or was one of the fumbles actually an interception, maybe?
I don't know,
lateral. I don't know.
It's
impossible to go 17 games.
And for NFL and not catch a. That's unbelievable.
One thing we haven't done like anything about the game yesterday or the Falcons season, really. Like, we can do that as the offseason rolls on. Dee Alford with the play of the game yesterday. Oh my God, and just what a really good year.
What a play.
Really nice. They were threatening. I'm happy for him.
They were threatening.
Yeah, they were.
They were threatening.
No, we all had the same thought. Yeah. We all had the same thought. This is how it ends.
Well, yeah, great play by him.
He had a nice season. And, you know, his year last year was pretty brutal. So yeah.
Nice to see him bounce back.
Yeah, for sure. DJ is in Dallas. Hey, DJ.
All right, what's going on, y'all? Randy, man, you had me cracking up earlier talking about Arthur Blank with the switchblade. I felt like I was talking to Whispers and Hoodlum. Oh, my God, it was so funny. that's all I can think about. My question is, I'm a Steelers fan, and, you know, they had the priest bless the touchdown yesterday before the game.
Yeah.
What is the craziest, like, pregame ritual y'all have seen in any sport, like, ever?
Okay.
Okay. What do you say?
Well, like the priests do the holy water on this field. Remember Dansby brought some sage?
Yes, I do remember that.
And Kyrie did the same thing at an NBA game.
Yes.
So they're trying to get the spirits out.
Yeah, man. I just, you know, again, believe in what you believe in, man.
Sure.
Believe in what you believe in.
Craziest pregame ritual you've seen? I mean, you had to be around some guys that did some weird stuff.
Yeah, man. But, you know, I mean.
Abe, before every show, goes in the bathroom mirror and slaps himself three times and screams. Right.
Yeah. Now when Big John used to do that.
John Henderson, Randall?
Henderson.
Oh, okay.
Remember Big John Henderson used to let Joe, the manager, slap him?
Yeah.
Come on, Joe! He would be slapping him in the face. I'm like, that gets, again, that's why I always, you know, the funny thing when you go out for pregame warm-up and stuff, Andy, and y'all got to stretch out and doing all your leg kicks and everything, and then you go back in the locker room and sit for another hour. What was the point of going out there?
To show off.
Yeah, okay, somebody slapped me three times. Eventually, that energy from that slap going to wear off.
That's right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just, you know, don't do dumb stuff.
Like, there are some people in the stadium at that point, and there's cameras. You're an NFL player. You're all ripped up.
Oh, dude, there's that.
I'm out there showing off. I'm a show pony.
You find a kid running on your damn tiptoes like you real, like you're real cool and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm doing
all the calisthenics.
Oh, yeah, dog. There might be
women in there. Yeah,
man, but no. Yeah, whatever. But I know Big John was getting slapped by Joe.
Carl and Mike have a really intricate handshake that they do before every show. Like a pop, 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 pow. Every single day before the show. You never seen it?
No.
You pay attention today. It's pretty good.
I'm cool, man. I got places to go.
It's really good.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, I got places to go.
That's like when LeBron at the warm-up lines.
Right.
It's the same thing. They should video it.
Awesome.
Because they do their pre-show video thing now.
Yes.
People tweet at them. Tell them to do the pre-show handshake. It's really good.
Okay.
JC is in Atlanta. Hey, JC.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon, guys, man. I got one scenario. I'm going to see what y'all do. You are Arthur Blank, and right now you find out that a former employee that was there with you between 1998 and 2011 as the director of player personnel and a pro scout has a possibility to come back to you, which right now, currently, he's the Rams GM, Les Snead.
Right.
Would you pull the trigger? Now, understand this. The Rams would be okay because the fact of the matter is, guess who's assistant? John McKay, who is Rich McKay's son. Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. Right. Why would Les do that?
Yeah,
he's one of the highest compensated GMs in the league.
I mean, if he's willing
to come to Atlanta, come on.
I mean, there's no salary cap on front office and coaches.
Yeah, if he's willing to come back, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure him and Matt Ryan probably have a relationship or whatever. I don't know.
He's not willing to come back.
No, he's not.
He's a made man in Los Angeles.
A made man in LA, dude.
And they might win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. So. But no, I mean, if I'm less like, that's the one I'm talking about. Why would Les come work for Matt Ryan?
Great question.
You know what I mean? Why would he come? Because I'm not saying he works for Arthur Blank.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
But if the power structure
is what they're telling me, that means he answers to him.
Right.
Why would Les want to do that? Yeah. I'm good.
The other guy he mentioned is getting interest elsewhere, John McKay. You can't even interview
There's
him.
There's no
can't
way.
Even interview him.
Nope. I mean, you not.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
They
nope.
were smart enough to realize that Rich McKay has to be out of sight, out of mind for Falcons fans. They can't hire his son.
Forget hire. You can't even interview him.
Yeah, they need to pretend they don't even know he exists.
Nope. Can't do it.
And now, again, another a staunch proponent of nepotism over here. Middays with with Jack and Bash.
They can't do that.
Lily's doing the morning show. But anyway, they can't do that. That would be a terrible thing to do. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements
on Andy and Randy.
Randy. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It does kind of have to suck a little bit if you're Rich McKay.
Yeah.
Where it's like he's going to do the same stuff he's always been doing, but it's like you don't get to come to the games anymore or show up.
Right.
Because people get mad when they see you.
They booed the Jumbotron, Andy. Andy knows that I tried out the curse today. And was it the heck that gave me away?
The heck, man. Okay. I was like, what is happening?
The heck gave me away.
That was pretty funny, though. Randy doesn't fake the funk for Jesus.
Sure does not. He also has an alter ego. It's Whispers from Hoodlums in New Hampshire. Nice, but weird.
Dude, people that live in New Hampshire are weird people, man. I'm telling you.
The Midday Show. Heavy supporters of nepotism.
Yeah, man.
Just wait. Just wait. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Dukes and Beller next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.